Okay, today's daf is Demai daf Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Vav and Aleph on top. Today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara just quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi Berebi Chanina, in terms of whether a person can sell their tovas hana'ah in the Matnas Kahuna. So Rabbi Yisrael Hanina said, Adam nosin masosa v'tovas hana'ah, one can, and that's based on the pasuk as v'ishas kadashav lo yihiyu, based on that pasuk that a person and his kadshim lo yihiyu, they shall be his. What is that extra phrase, they shall be his? That he has a financial right in it, and they are able to be sold, right? And that's the a remez in the pasuk. And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein adam no sein." He says, "No, it just means they can. They can choose, but it doesn't mean that they could sell it as an asset." So that was machlokas Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan. And then we went into that the Mishnah in Nedarim seems to be against Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, who says that a person meaning that it is an asset. So the question is, why is it that the Mishnah in Nedarim says, Kohanim Leviim Nenim Li Yitul Bal Karcho? If somebody asers Hana'ah of Kohanim Leviim on him, they could still take it. They could still, Kohanim Leviim can still take their Chumas and Maestras. But what do you mean? If it's an asset that you can sell, so then why should the Kohanim Leviim be able to take it if they are Mudur Hana'ah from the person? It shouldn't be able to be taken, because that's giving Hana'ah. So the Gemara answered, no. That Mishnah is a case where he says that I'm Mudur Hana'ah from to all Kohanim and Leviim. So that you can't do. That's Masna Mashkasa B'Torah. That's against what it says, making a tie, against what it says in the Torah, and therefore it would not be allowed. As a machlokas, we know about Davar Sheba Mamon, in terms of that type of Tanai okay, machlokas and Maseches Ksubis, that is not directly to here. This is Davar Sheba Mamon, but it's also Isser Veheter. It's also Isser Veheter. Chumas and Maestros have Kedusha, and therefore, says the Gemara, that Mishnah is not a problem for Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. The Gemara now says, what we're up to, Teita Lecha, prove to you that first part of the Mishnah is talking about where he answered all Kohanim and Leviim from getting Hana, because what does the other part of the line of the Mishnah say? Teita Lecha Shukei Detanina, because we learned in the Mishnah there also, to Kohanim on Nedarim Daf Pei Dalet, Kohanim Elu Leviim Elu Nehenim Li Yitlo Acherim. If he only is Mudur Hana'ah from specific Kohanim and Leviim, then others could take it. But I mean, those specific Kohanim cannot take it. So you see, must be a difference between the two lines, whether he assured to all Kohanim and Leviim, which would then be Masna Mashkas Batorah, therefore it would not be effective, because you can't make it tonight like that, versus the case of Kohanim, specific Kohanim and Leviim. The whole idea of making a Tanai, we know, is a Chiddush HaTorah, right? That's the question of Tosfos and Ksubos, where Tosfos asks, how is it, let's say somebody makes a Tanai and against what it says in the Torah, Amanas she'en lecha sher ksus va'ona, wants to get married, Amanas that he doesn't have all the conditions of a Jewish marriage. So the Gemara says that the Tanai doesn't work and the marriage is Kayim. Marriage is Kayim. And the question that Tosfos asks is, and then the other Rishonim also, some of them deal with this. If somebody makes a Tanai and the Tanai is not allowed, so what should we say? Okay, he only wanted to do this if the Tanai could be fulfilled. And if the Tanai cannot be fulfilled, then the whole thing should fall away. Right? It shouldn't be that he wants to get married, Amanashi and the Choshek Tosona. So we say you can't do that, and therefore we should say logically, okay, then you're not married. You know, you only wanted to do it with this, and you can't make a tzai like this. Okay, so you're not married. But what's the halacha? Maisa kayim and tzai is batel. Maisa kayim and tzai is batel. The question is, why should that be? We should just throw everything out. Not to, we forced him to be married. So the Gemara, the Tosfos says there that no. The point is that all tzai is a chiddush. Right, to say that you could do an action, a maisa, and then make it conditional on words, so who says that could work? So that's a chiddush haTorah. But in lechabel lechidusho, once you do something that violates that chiddush haTorah, that doesn't let it kick in, so then just the tnai falls away, but the maisa is kayim, because you did a maisa. And therefore, Tosfos says, that's the how we view that type of of halacha where the Tanai is falls away and the Maisa is kayim. But in general, of course, Tanai is a chiddush. That's why you can't be do it against what it says in the Torah. That was the first part of the Mishnah in Nedarim. Okay, so that was a Mishnah that we brought against Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, and we explained how it works. Now the Gemara says, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a Mishnah that also, a Braisa that is against Rabbi Yochanan, right? Which Braisa? Rabbi Yochanan, who says that a person cannot, ein adam no sein masrosa betovasana, a person can't sell it. So, but one second, doesn't the Braisa say, Omer hu Yisrael Yisrael, a Yisrael could say to a Yisrael, right, a non-Kohen, Halach sela zev etein b'char zela ben biti Kohen, take this money and give that b'char. You have a b'char behema. So take this money. You saw Reuben is allowed to pay Shimon and say, Shimon, give you b'char to my grandson, right? My daughter's son who happens to be a Kohen. So what do you see from there? That he's paying him for the rights of choice. He's saying, you want to give it to whoever you want to give it to? No, please give it to my grandson. So you see from there that you can sell the Tovas Hanah. So the Gemara says, no, Pater La, what's that case talking about? Bishop Barotza Litno L'Shayim Kohanim. You want to give it to two Kohanim. Uben Bito, Shimon wants to give it to one of two Kohanim. He wants to give it, no, let's start with this shot. He wants to give it to two Kohanim anyway. He wants to split it up half and half. And the grandson happens to be one of the two Kohanim that he wants to give it to. Uben Bito, Echad Mehem. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe. Shayarotza litain l'shnayim kohanim. Vizeb ben bito echer mehem. So therefore he says, take this money and give it all to my grandson. V'omer helach sel azev etain kula l'ben biti kohen. And that's okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're not allowed to sell it if he's supposed to give it anyway, and you're so encouraging to give it to one of the two that he was going to give to anyway. He was going to give half to this, half to that. That is mutter according to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, look at the Pnei Moshe, we continue. But no sein lo sela she kula le ben bito. Lefichach, mutter, ho lu belavach ya yirotza li tein lo. Ela she no tel sela she tin kula leze. You're taking money so that you give it all kula leze. So that is mutter. Good. Why is that mutter? Why is that mutter? So first of all, if you look in the Minchas Elazar here on the daf, he wonders why should this be true? Rabbi Yochanan says you can't sell it, right? So therefore, what did the Gemara say? But he agrees if you were going to give it to split it between two people, so then you could pay him in order to give it all to your grandson. Why should that be mutter? Right? Regarding half of it, he didn't want to give it, and you are now, you know, forcing him, paying him to give it. So I don't, it says the Minchas Elazar. Why should, that half is still a problem. The same Yisoda, Rabbi Yochanan says you can't sell it for, should be a problem for that half too. So I don't understand. Dvar of Temuim, he quotes this Pnei Moshe, and he says, I don't understand the difference. B'mechilas kvot tarasa harama. D'may nafkamino lahatia barotza lidna l'shnayim. So what that you wanted to give to these two people, split it. Al kalpanim, achelik she'eno rotza litain, leben bito, the chelik that you don't want to give to the grandson, ubad achelik hazeh, who knows in sela shitzil, leben bito kulo. So that's a problem. That's Kohen Amachzir Amachazir Beis Akronus. So therefore he says, I don't think that's what it means here. I don't think it means that you want to give it to two people, split it in half. I think it means you want to give it to one of two people. That's what's going on. That's the Shalat Gemara. You want to give it to one of two. You're going to give it all to one of two. So the guy pays to give it to one of those two. So therefore you're not really changing his Das, he was going to give it to one of these two people also, and by paying him, he's giving it to one of those two. So that's what he thinks the pshat is, but then he ends up by saying, and I still think it's a problem, because you're still paying for something, right? He was going to give it, he was going to have a choice, which of these two people to give it to, and now he doesn't have a choice, now he's giving it to one of them. Adayin sarachiyin, kima dol biru abayilam daitan, adayin lami meashdai mishayitnu, since the Bailam did not choose yet which of the two people he's going to give it to. So your money is making him choose. So I don't know if that's allowed. He gets a Brera issues. Do you say that this is the one that was always going to be the one that he wanted to choose? Could you say that in this case? Is this Tolei B'das Acherim? Is it Tolei B'das Atzmo? We had that Chilik a couple of days ago when we spoke about a Brera a little bit. The Gemara possibly says that maybe Tolei B'das Acherim, that's a case where we would say Yesh Brera. Tolei B'das Atzmo, Ein Brera. What will be the svar for that? If it's in your control, that's more of a reason to say Ein Brera, that we don't see the roots of it in the past. So the Rishonim explain. Because if it's all in your Rishos, Tolei B'das Atzmo, and you still haven't decided yet, so then that's a problem. That's a problem because, you know, why haven't you decided yet? It must be totally not clear, and therefore you would say ein brera. But if you say tali b'das acherim, I wish I can make the decision right now, but I just don't know because it's not totally on me, and that would be a reason to say yesh brera. Again, brera is a big topic. That's one of the chilukim that the Gemara makes regarding brera. But the Minchas Elazar brings it up here in his commentary that he says that the case maybe is where he says one of two people I want to give it to, and then your money helps him pay the makes that the decision. If you look in the Mara folder here, also he says after all the if he just. Let's just read the lashon. Rosh Hashanah Shayim. Hol b'lav hachi rotz alitin gamkin leben bito. Eino nira kimocher tovas anabachatzi asheni. The whole thing here is just based on a maris ayin. It's based on a maris ayin of how it looks. How it looks. You're not actually selling the right. Right. I'm encouraging you to give it to so and so. So it's not an actual sale of the right that I'm going to pay you for it and I'm going to choose. You're giving it directly. So that's why if it's already in the world of giving it to one of them, that is okay. Interesting. It seems to be a discussion of Maris Ayin of a Dinder Rabbanan. That seems to be the Pasha Pshat of a Dinder Rabbanan of, as we'll see, selling the Tovas Hana. So is there Maris Ayin on a Dinder Rabbanan? So we'll have to see. That Hashem in a couple of minutes. But let's continue first down. Boy Kumi Reb Zeira. Kahada, right, now we were talking about Rabbi Yochanan now. Let's get back to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said it's mutter. It's mutter to sell the rights, right, of the Maestras, of the Shubas of Maestras, Betova Sana. So, says the Gemara, Kahada Kohen Li Yisrael. What happens if a Kohen, not a Yisrael to Yisrael, but if a Kohen says to a Yisrael, Mad Rabbi Yossi Amar, what would Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina say that is mutter? One Kohen says to a Yisrael to give the Truma to a different Kohen. To a different Kohen. Is that also mutter, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina? So the Gemara says, Lo Agivun, Rabbi Zeira did not give an answer. Right? Rabbi Zeira didn't give an answer. Rabbi Chizkiya, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Amar, he says, Hachi Amar Lo. No, this is what Rabbi Zeira gave an answer. Al Daita Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, it's mutter. Why? Kohen Yisrael, Lamahu Asur. What would be the potential problem? Why a Kohen asking a Yisrael to do this? It would be Asur, Lo Bebnei Maris Ayin. Wouldn't it be Maris Ayin of what? Of Kohen Misayeh Bebeis Hagronos. What does that mean? That if a Kohen, sometimes it's us for a Kohen to do work in the storehouse, and I'm going to work for you, and in exchange for that, you're going to give me the Trumas of the Maestros. Right? Anything that I do for you, and because of that, you're going to listen to me and give it to me. So that's what this looks like. Because I'm paying you, and because I'm paying you, you're going to do what I want you to do with the Trumas of the Maestros. Give it to my friend. Right? So that would be the potential problem. Maris Ayin, again, the Mara Folda. Dinire kikone hakohen, habachor hazeh. Right, ba'ad, right, not talking about Trumas and Maestros, but the Bechor, right, that's the context here. Right, the one Kohen says to Yisrael, give that Bechor to so-and-so. The potential problem would be, it appears that I'm buying this Bechor for the money. Vinosa lekrovo, right, a ke'ilo, instead of my saying, here, take this money and give it to so-and-so, it's ke'ilo, I'm buying it, and then I'm going to give it to so-and-so through you. Hare Yisrael, so is that the potential problem? But one second. Of Rabbi Yochanan isle Yisrael Yisrael aser b'day maris ayin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that's aser b'day maris ayin, and Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina still matters in that case, right? He's not choshesh for the maris ayin. So if he's not choshesh for the maris ayin in the Yisrael Yisrael case, right? So what would be the difference? Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira said between the Kohen from a Yisrael case. Right, back to the Mara folder. Hare Yisrael mi Yisrael lo aser Rabbi Yochanan la'el el bishabav maris ayin. Rabbi Yochanan says the Isser is Maris Ayin. It looks like Kohen Misayeh, Bebeis Hakronos. It looks like you're giving the Kohen something. You're following the Kohen's will because of what he does for you, because he pays you. So Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says he's not worried about the Maris Ayin. So here too, you shouldn't be a Choshesh. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Just like, again, isn't it because, let's just add in one line that the Mara Folda says, and the Mepharshim say, in the case of Trumas and Maestros, the issue is, it looks like Kohen Misayeh Bebeis Hakronos. So to hear where the Kohen says to the Yisrael, give the Bechor to so-and-so, so what would be the potential issue? Maris Ayin of, or the Bechor is not Kohen Misayeh, the potential problem would be doing business with Matnas Kahuna. right, with a bechar. I'm paying you to give the bechar to so-and-so, so it's a similar type of idea, but just like he maters there, so he would mater here. What would be the difference? He's not choshish from our side in either case. So the Gemara says, no. There's a big difference between the two cases. Of the Yisrael, for the Kohen Misayev of Beis HaGranos versus our case. Om Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Chilul Kodshim Yeshkan. V'temar Mibnei Marisa Ayin. No, there's a big difference here. This is much more chamor. Asking the Kohen to give the Bechor to a certain Kohen, that would be more of a problem. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Don't compare the two. Right? The question of Kohen Yisrael, would Rabbi Yisrael Hadid say it? Maybe not. Right? Maybe to say the Marisayin of the Dinder Rabbanon of Kohen Misayev Beis HaGranos, so then that would be okay. Rabbi Yosef Rachanita wouldn't be bothered by that. But here, Chilul Kodshim Yeshkan, here is more of an issue. Not just because of Marisayin. And therefore, you're right, it's like doing business with Kodshim, that would be more of a problem. Look at the Rambam, Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam there says, at the end of Perek Yud Beis, these are all the different halachas of dealing with kavet to truma and the isra of being metame truma and having to treat it with kavod. Different. We'll get to this. Be'ez Hashem in Hilchos Maseches Trumos. The Rambam says, "Bamed Ramurim Shayu Abaylim Rotsim Litenosam Leechad Loyilas." The previous halacha. Rashai Yisrael Omar Yisrael. A Yisrael can say to Yisrael, Acher, Halacha Selazu, V'tein Shuma, O Bechar, O Shar Matanos, Laplonia Kohen, Ben Biti, O Ben Achosi, V'chol Kayotzi Bazel. A Yisrael can say to Yisrael, as our Gemara said, right, Yisrael can say to Yisrael, take this money and give the Bechar and give the Shuma to my grandson. Bamed Ramur, and Bishal Yuabailim wrote Sim Litimoson Laechad Mishnei Akonim Elu. When do you say this if he would want to give it to one of the Kohanim anyway? Oh, Mishnei Leviim Elu Bechinam. V'amar lo l'chaveru halacha v'tein lazeh. Avo bailim sh'amru l'kohen o l'levi halacha chelik zeh betofas hanah harei zeh aser. That's the Rambam. V'chein, and here's the line important for us now, aser laso schora b'trumos avo pishehu lokech mikohen u'mocher l'kohen. Right, you can't do business with truma. It's not covetic, it's a bizayin to do business with that. So that is a different issue. That's not just the issue of Marisayin, but that's an issue of doing business with Truma, says the Marafolda. Imukoin mutter delekan lemechas latakala ve'efshar mishum zilusa de Truma naguba shelo yire kechulin. The imkain ain chiluk bein koin liyisrael. Right, that's not appropriate. It's a zilzul truma issue. So therefore, there's a big difference between the two ideas. The issue I mentioned before about maris ayin on a din to rabbanon. Right, that seems to be a machlokas between the Rama and the shach. Right, in beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Chalav, the discussion is had. Right, the somebody's eating par of milk. We'll start with the halach of the Shulchan Aruch. Eino noeg the isra basar b'chalav daraisa. Eino noeg ela v'basar behema tahora b'chalav behema tahora. Basar b'chalav daraisa is kosher milk and kosher meat. Aval basar tahora b'chalav temeya, but kosher meat and non-kosher milk. O basar temeya b'chalav tahora mutar b'bishol v'hana. That's not aser daraisa in that case. If it's one of them is not kosher. And the Shulchan Aruch continues and says, "Ubasar of v'chaya afilu b'chalav tahora, mutar b'bishul b'hana v'yach b'chila v'chulu dagim b'chagavim." And then the Rama says, "V'nahagu la'asos chalav mishkedim." They used to make par of milk from nuts, maybe from coconuts. Umanichem, I mean, that's shkedim aren't coconuts, but we're familiar with that kind of milk. Umanichem ba'basar of, and putting chicken in that milk. Chol ve'ino rak midrabanan, you could add chicken in par of milk. Aval basar behema yish laniach eitz alachal of shkedim. But if you're having milk, par of milk and meat, you should put nuts in the milk floating. Mishem maris ayin, because maris ayin. One second. Now, what about marasayin of the chicken and the milk? So the Mefarshim explained there. Ramah seems to say that marasayin of edisa drabanan is not a problem. Marasayin of edisa daraisa. So that's what the Shach picks up on, and the Shach says, "I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if this is true." Right? Look at the Marshal and others. Nirlafini is daiti to hafilu b'mili b'midi drabanan. Chayshin on the marasayin b'kamoduchti. Right? There are a number of rayas that I have from Shas that you're choshish from marasayin. Right? He says the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos that you're not allowed to take lead animals in a certain way on Shabbos. Velo bazook afal bishu pakuk would have a with the animals that have a bell around their neck. Why? Because it looks like you're taking them to the shuk. What do you mean taking them to the shuk? That itself is an isadurabanan, a mekachu memkar on Shabbos, right? So that seems to be a marasayin of an isadurabanan. Okay, a number of big sugi in the Ramah and the Shach v'chulu. So anyway, back to our discussion here. So the Gemara says, don't compare the case of the Bechor, where one, the Kohen says, why don't you give that Bechor to my friend Kohen? That would be an issue of Zilzil Kadshim, Chil Kadshim, and not just an issue of Maris Ayin Durabanan. And the Gemara says, Va'od Minada. And also, continuing, the following. What's Va'od Minada? The Mara Folda says, this is going to be a Kavachomer. Even if you don't pay, even there's going to be an issue of Chilul Kachim, even if you don't pay, surely if you can pay. Where? Detani. Hakonim Leviim, Mesayim Beis Agranos, a Kohen or a Levi that helps out in the storage house. Ein Lohen Lo Tshuma V'lo Meiser. Right? They don't have Tshuma and Meiser. Vim Nathan, or is a Chilul. Right? If you, it's a Chilul. If the owner gives them trumas and maestras for their work that they did, and they are being mechalal, so the issue isn't just a one of maris ayin, but a case of chilul kachim. Right? Again, I didn't read the previous line of the Mara Folda. Shemocher kachim kimocher chulin v'ubizoyin lekachim she'ena nimkaren. Right, so this is more of a serious issue, and therefore it's wouldn't be allowed for a Kohen liYisrael asking this. Says the Gemara, Yoser Mikan, even more chamor relating this to this issue of misayeya, of actually doing business, not just like looking bad of Marasayan. Yoser Mikan, Amru Chumasamin and Shuma, right? We say that if they did this, if they gave the Trumas and the Maeseris to Misayev Beis Agranos, if they actually did it, and the Gemara here is not being mechal between that and the case of the Bechor, Yoser Mikan, Amru Chumasin and a Truma, Maeseros, Maeseros, Avena Maeseris. It's not even chal. The true and the Meiser is on chal. How could it not be chal? Then the Rabbanan, how could they have the power to say that the Truma and the Meiser is not Truma? So they have this power. The Hekdesh and the Hekdesh, the question is that line does not appear in the Tosefta. What Hekdesh are we talking about? We're talking about Trumas and Meisers. But either way, the Rabbanan have the power to knock out the status. The Alei and Akasav Omer, and that's what the Pasuk is alluding to, in the following case, Rasheha B'Shochad Yishpotu, their heads will judge with Shochad, with bribery, V'Kohaneha, right, the Pasuk in Micha, V'Kohaneha B'Mechir Yoru, and the Kohanim will give decisions based on for a price. V'Hamakam Mevi Aleim Shalosh Piranias, the Kadosh Baruch will bring piranias on them, Hado Dechsiv, but that's what the Pasuk says. Also in Micha, in the following Pasuk, in Perek Gimel, L'chem Biglalchem Tzion Sada Techaresh, right, Tzion, Yerushalayim will be plowed over. Right, it sounds like it's a pasuk similar that we talk about in Nachem and the Tisha B'Av Tfilos. Yerushalayim iyun tihyeh v'harabayis labamos yar. Right, so it'd be terrible if we don't treat Chumas and Reisers and Kachim properly. Good. Says the Gemara. Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The following Mishnah. Following Mishnah in Kiddushin seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we're talking about this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yisrael Hadida. Now the Gemara is going to relate the two issues I brought up in yesterday's shir. Meaning, this Gemara seems to be talking about the ability to sell tovas hanah, what a person should or shouldn't, and now we related that to whether tovas hanah is itself looked at as an asset. Looked at as an asset, tovas hanah mamon or ain't a mamon, right? And we mentioned that. discussion yesterday. So now, because the Mishnah says, we mentioned this from the Mefarshim yesterday. If somebody is Bekadesh, a Yisrael is Bekadesh, Betruma, he goes over to a wedding and gives Truma, Haram Kodesh is Lee Betruma Zu. Betrumas Umaisras, Uba Matanos, or the Zero Lachaim and the Keva, right? The parts of the animal that's supposed to go to the Kohen. Uba Mechatos, Uba Eferchatos, or the water of the Paraduma that the ashes go in, or the Efer of the Paraduma. The Rashi Eliyahu quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin on Davnin Chesir that doesn't really mean the actual, because these don't have, they're Asr Bahana, but it means the schar of the avoda of doing this work, which is a tircha, right? The schar of the avoda involved. That's what these two are referring to. That's what the Gemara says in the Bavli Kiddushin Nun Ches Harizim Kodeshes Afapi Yisrael. A Yisrael could be Makadesh. What do you mean Yisrael could be Makadesh? What's he giving? The Yisrael can't eat the Truma, and Yisrael can't sell the Truma. It must be. He has the choice of who to give it to. So that's the Tovas Hana. So if he has Tovas Hana, and it must be he could sell it, that Tovas Hana. Right? He can't sell Truma, but he could sell the Tovas Hana, the ability to choose which Kohen is going to go to. Because if he can't sell it, then what's he giving to the woman? Right? It must be that he's able to sell it, and therefore that's a Kasha under Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you can't. So Gemara says, no. Patala b'tshuva shenafal lom bishel avi imo Kohen. Maybe we're talking about a case, we're not talking about a case, a regular case of Am Yisrael, and I was Mafrish, and now I have Truma. No, I'm talking about a case where my grandfather, my mother's father is a Kohen, and he got Truma from someone, and he was Morish to me. So there, it's really mine. There, it's not just Tovas Hana that's mine. The Truma is mine, and therefore I would be able to use it for Kiddushin. Good. The mitzvah of Kiddushin obviously is a large topic. Let's finish it off, and we'll see if there's any time to get back to that. So Gemara continues now discussing another Tosefta that relates to our topic. Kohen shemachar sadal Yisrael va'amar lo. A Kohen is selling a field to a Jew, and he says to a Yisrael, va'amar lo, amanashi yomaiso shali. The Kohen selling is like, I know the stuff hasn't grown yet, and you haven't been mafresh yet, but when you're mafresh, I'm keeping the trumas and the maestros from this field. I'm keeping the truma. Does that work? A Kohen sells the field and says, I want to keep the truma that's going to be from this field. So amaiso shalo? Yes, he's allowed to do that. Why is he allowed to do that? Right, we had yesterday, or 2 days ago, we spoke about, being makan a dover shalom al olam. So the Mefarshim explained, the way this works is, it's ki'ilu, the Kohen says to the Yisrael, I'm keeping a little portion of land. A little portion of land that the Trumas and the Maestros are gonna come out of, I'm keeping that. It's shir karka, the Pnei Moshe. Nasa kemisha shir makom ha-maiser. Right, as if he kept that for himself. He was Meshayer the Makom, and therefore that's how it works. Good. So and also relating to what we said is Ki'ilu, even though he didn't say it, but it's automatically understood. Maoshim Krim LeKohen. So the question is, do we say this only works if I'm going to keep it for myself? What about Sheyim Krim LeKohen? Can I sell the Maisris? Can I say, I'm not keeping it for myself, I'm going to give it to a different Kohen? Does that work? Right, says the Marafol, the Maoshim Kohen Elokohen, Dafka Kshasada Elokohen Umachra Li Yisrael, Via Marlo, Amanashi Amaiso Shali, Amrin Shir Makam Amaisras, Velo Machran. If it's about me, I could say, I'm giving the field, I'm selling you the field, and I'm keeping this little section. Avala Masada Lelevi, Umachar Hamaiser LeKohen Ula Levi Mahu. But if it's going to be to a third party, does that work? So the Gemara said, Nishvini Min Adam. Let's try to learn it from the following. Davar Rabbi Vav B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Malakish Hamocher Maiser Sadeh LeChaveiro Lo Asaklum. Right? If you sell it, Lo Asaklum. It's a Davar Shloba LaOlam Uvlade Shivchaso LeChaveiro Lo Asaklum. If I try to sell the fetus of my shivcha to my friend, also lo asa klum. Ubrei behemto lechaveiro, lo asa klum. The ubar of an animal, so lo asa klum. All these are davar shlo olam, and one cannot sell it. Avir churvasa lechaveiro, lo asa klum. Or if I want to sell the airspace of a churva, of a dilapidated house in my rishus, I want to sell it to my friend, maybe he wants to use the airspace to have some of his branches go into the airspace, lo asa klum. That's a little different, right? You can't sell something that is not tangible. So says the Gemara, Ela mocher lo sadeh u'mashayah lo masroseha, mocher lo shifcho u'mashayah lo uvlada, mocher lo shbehema u'mashayah lo ubrara. Right, the first case, I'm allowed to sell something and keep a little bit for myself. It's nasa kimi that I kept it. mochel or churva mishayelo avira, or I'm allowed to keep some of the avir. So the Gemara says, hey, efshar ladam limkar avir churvasa lechavero. So therefore, how could you? So that's the end of the brisa for the hech. Right? Therefore, you say you can sell it. If I keep a little bit for myself, fine. I'm going to keep a little of the karka, and the maestros that come out of it is for me. But to sell the chuvas of maestros without selling the piece of land under it, that's mine, to a kohen, to a levi, so that is would not be allowed. Says the Gemara, the hech efshar adam limkar avir churvas lechavero. What's the havamina? Even if you want to say that you could sell a davar shelo bala olam possibly, but this is a davar shelo mamish. So this last line of the brayso, what's the havamina that this would work in the churva? So the Gemara says tiftar ba omer lo tlosh min churva hazu shetikra chavira. No, what it must mean is that he's saying, you know what, bikone one brick, bikone one little brick in my field, and you'll bikone the airspace above that brick. Right through the kinyan chazaka that you're doing on the churva by picking up that one little brick, so that's how you would be kona. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky here. The hech zochelucha karka min achorva bizoche a little bit of the karka. The hechzik ba kadesh tikkel chavira gaba and the machzik so you can be kona the air on it. The yitzrach lashbina de loasa klum. And that's the chiddush that did not work. Kiva the avir ein bo mamish v'lo shaycha be'mechira. You can't sell it even through the kinyan chazaka of the carcass. That didn't work. V'ko karka lefana, shu omer latosh b'na karka zesh, etik the echem yasar shebo. Right, if you're going to keep the karka, you could be, the havamina was that just like you could be kone a little bit of the karka in order to keep the maestros that come from it, so too the avir. The answer is it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Just to finish off, there is a problem with the Rambam. The Shach and the Taz and Yoredeya and Simon Samachalov point out this stira. The Rambam says, in Ilchas Meiser, in Vav, Yutes, the paskins like our case that we just mentioned. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam says here in Hilchos Meiser Vav. This is Meiser Sheni. Meiser Vav Yud Tes. The Rambam says Koin Shemachar Sadol Yisrael V'Amarlo Amanas that the Meisers are mine. It works. Amanasha Meiser Shalom Sheli La Olam Arei La Shalom. Kivin Shamar Amanas Nasek Kimisha Shir Makam Meiser. It's Kilu, he said, he was Meshayer, the Makam HaMaiser, he left it for himself. The problem is, in Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam says, in Parak Tes Halacha Yud Aleph, if the Kohen says, Hisna ima HaKohen, Shehu Shutav, Chutz Ben Amatanos, Hari Amatanos LaKohen, if he says Chutz, but if he says Amanas, Im Amar Lo HaKohen, Amanas HaMatanos Shali, I'm selling you an animal, Amanas, that the Zor L'Chaim L'Keva are mine. Right, Almanas. If he says chutz, then fine. He's being Mishayer b'kinyano. But if he says Almanas, so then Hari Matanos Shal Zeh Yisraeli. The Yisrael gets it. The buyer gets it. But also the Kokoin Shiyur said he can give it to whoever he wants. Why? Alvi Shisti Moshe Shalolo Nifta Men Amatanos. Shomer Almanas Lo Shir Lo Baatzman Shal Matanos Klum. If you say Almanas, not chutz, then you didn't leave it out. It doesn't work, so the Shach and the Taz point out as a stira. Why should it work by the case of the Chubas and the Maestros and not work by Zero Alachaim and the Keva? You have to somehow be Mechalik between those two. The Taz, just to use an interesting lashon, where the Taz says in Simon Samach Aleph, he says here where he has this chilik, he says, V'kshesi t'miya zos lefnei rabim ugdolim v'lo haya sipuk b'yadam latarza. I've asked many gedolim about this, but nobody gave me an answer. The derech is, you have to figure out some way to be mechalik between those two contexts. Okay, we'll have to stop here.